Today on Podcast Bangladesh, I'm talking to Liz Carrick, our MYP coordinator. MYP is the Middle Years program here at International School Dhaka, and in the last couple of days our Grade 10 students have completed their personal projects and put on their exhibition. Liz, can you tell us what this is all about?
The personal project is a combination of 5 years of study and the Middle Years program. And its primary aim is to find out what knowledge the students have gained about the 5 areas of interaction which are at the centre of the MYP program. They have the approaches to learning, environment, home and favour, health and social education, and of course community and service. And the students have to choose one of these areas of interaction and develop a project based around that area of interaction. So an example of this could be looking at water pollution, which would of course be to do with the environment. The students are able to choose whatever they want to choose for their projects, and then they basically have to go through the process of developing an idea, figuring out what their goal is, and then coming up with an end product. To get to this, they need to follow very carefully a process, and they are helped by a supervisor, but the only help that they really receive is in their organisation to make sure that they keep sticking to time plans and those sorts of things. The reality of this is that it's like a mini research thing that you would do at university level, where the students work over a 6-month period developing the whole idea and the process and of course the final product of what they're going to achieve.
Now, what we're seeing here in the last couple of days is actually an exhibition based on their final product. This is not really part of their assessment, but just a really great way for them to show our school community and wider community what they've done. Is that right?
Yeah, the exhibition is an opportunity for us to celebrate alongside the students their achievements. And the idea of the exhibition is to help to educate not only the parents of the students, but to educate people from other schools. And we've had several schools over the last 2 days come and visit, ask the students questions, and hopefully it provides everyone with an opportunity of finding out more about our program and how and why the program is so effective. It also celebrates the potential of our students, and as they are the youth of tomorrow, it really is an exciting part of what Personal Project is about. It also reinforces what I think is very important, is that everything that we do in life does not have to revolve around a grade or a level, but to feel good about your achievement, just in that you've actually made it to the finish line, that you've actually completed something, and to be proud of your work no matter what your final grade is an extremely important part of their education, and goes along with the philosophy of holistic education, and that's being a rounded and well-developed person, and part of that is having a real sense of self-purpose that's not just goal-orientated, but orientated to do with that sense of achievement.
Well, I'm certainly very impressed with our students here at the moment, and I'm sure a lot of our other teachers and family members are, in so much as they're very proud of what they've achieved and they're very willing to speak to us all about it quite eloquently, really. And for 15, 16-year-old students, this is quite an achievement, and as you say, a reflection of the MYP program that we have here at ISD. So, Liz, congratulations on all of your efforts, and congratulations to the students. I'm going to walk around now and talk to some of them and find out a little bit more about their projects. And well done.
My pleasure.
Okay, I'm talking to Bisma, Grade 10 student, who has put together this wonderful exhibition. It has flower baskets, it's got a laptop, it has a display, we have a movie running. Bisma, tell me about your project.
My project is a documentary film on the Biharis. The Biharis are basically refugees. They originally come from the state Bihar in India, and then they migrated to Pakistan. But after the liberation war, the Pakistanis didn't take them back, as Bangladesh was known as East Pakistan, so they were here. And then the Bangladeshi government made camps for them, little camps, and basically they're suffering a lot, and there is garbage all over the camp, and they have to share, like 9 people have to share one room. It's very dirty.
And so they're like a displaced people. They really don't have a home of their own. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, they don't. And it's like they have to share rooms together. Even when they grow up and they get married, they have to stay with their parents in the same room. And it's very cramped. Like in one camp, there is about 25,000 people. And yeah.
And I mean, they're in Bangladesh now, but they're not allowed to become Bangladesh citizens so much, are they?
No, they're not. They don't have any passports or anything. So there's about like 66 camps around throughout Bangladesh, and they're spread around, but it's very crowded and cramped.
So you went to visit one of the camps. How did you feel when you were filming in the camp?
It was very sad because I talked to them and they were telling me how they're living and how they suffer, and most of them weren't educated, so it was really sad. And yeah.
Thanks, Bisma. Well done.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Right, Moshia, you have done your project on primary education in Bangladesh. Tell me, what inspired you to do this and what have you done here?
Yeah, I just wanted to look what the situation is right now. And I focused on the rural areas because I think education, the primary education outside Dhaka is really poor. So I focused on 2 government schools, and I visited 2 outside Dhaka, one in Narayanganj and one in Chittagong. And I've mainly focused on the problems they're facing, like the teachers and the students are facing. And some of the problems I came up with, like they don't have enough resources. The government is not paying them, is not providing them resources. They're not giving enough facilities for the students and the teachers. And the main problem in the schools are like the teachers are not well trained. And yeah, basically that's it. And what I'm trying, my areas of interaction focuses are A2L, community service and home of favor. And I'm trying to, by creating the documentary, I'm trying to increase the awareness in the rich community, because what I think is the rich people in the current situation are not focusing in the education sector, as in the poor side, because they're only trying to do some, they're putting money in the developed schools like ISD and Scholastica, but they're not putting money in the overall education sector. And the majority of people are poor, so I think they should look and try and contribute the government.
So there's definitely an imbalance here in Bangladesh, you found out, as far as opportunities for education and funds being allocated to education.
Because the rich people, they're not paying their taxes properly. If they do pay their taxes, the government might spend some money on the education sector, which might help them to improve the schools. And the education board might do something.
It seems like you've got a bit of a hard road to get to some changes made here. But have you spoken to the Minister for Education here in Bangladesh?
I tried to get an interview, but he didn't give me an interview because my topic was about problems, and he didn't want to speak about the problems and stuff. So I couldn't get out.
Okay, what are you going to do now after this project is now finished?
This lady came up to me yesterday and she took one of my videos and she said she can help me. And what I'm trying to do is I'm going to talk to Mr. Harkin about it, and through the Parent Association I'll try and reach the schools and try and raise funds for them. I'll try and help them.
Good luck, Mashir.
And what I think is, as a government, like if from government's point of view, what they can do is like they can increase tax for the rich people, and they should maintain the money properly and use it properly. Yeah.
Okay, you've got some great ideas there. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, talking to Farhad now, and he's got the word entertainment. And he's got social class and something to do with Bangladesh. What's yours about?
For my personal project, I created a documentary on entertainment and the different social classes of Dhaka. Basically, it's a documentary where I show how the upper class and the lower class depend on each other, and how the lower class lacks entertainment facilities which the upper class have. And because they lack these facilities, the lower class tend to go into drugs because they have no other source of entertainment. sometimes upper class also go into drugs, but they can get out of it through the use of rehab centers, which they can afford. Basically, my documentary, the goal of my documentary is to create an awareness in people so they help out, help these people out, because it's we're a community and we should all help each other out. I also had some personal goals, which were creating a good documentary film. My areas of interaction were community and service. That was my main area of interaction, and my other area of interaction was Home of Faber, which was creating my documentary.
Okay, so community and service was raising the awareness of the lack of social activities or entertainment for the lower socioeconomic group. And Home of Faber,
I wanted to focus a bit more on Home of Faber too, so I did little creative things such as I composed my own song with my guitar and put it in just so I could, you know, get my audience's attention. So it kind of relates to community.
Do you have a recording of your song? Yeah, can we hear that? So I've been listening to Farhad, and this is his own original recording, and this goes with his documentary. Very good, Farhad. Thank you. Okay, I'm reading here. Over 5 construction workers die every day and 750 get injured. I'm talking to Mariha, and we have some pictures of people building in Bangladesh. Tell us about your project, Mariha.
Well, my project is about construction workers and their safety in Bangladesh and how they do not wear proper equipment such as helmet, gloves, boots, and masks or goggles, whatever they need. You'll see people hanging on one stick of bamboo 30 floors high without wearing helmet, which is very, very risky. So therefore, even if they do get injured, there's no proper medical service for them. They don't have any type of insurance. So I'm trying to create type of awareness for everyone so that they actually put a stop to this and so that construction workers have proper safety.
Good. So it is a terrible situation in Bangladesh, particularly as there is such a lot of building going on, buildings being rebuilt or newly built, or what can we do about this?
Well, firstly, since Bangladesh is a poor country and it's a developing country, therefore, as you said, there are a lot of buildings being made. Basically, the first thing we need to have is like at least a first aid kit in the construction site. They don't even have that over here, so they can get to the person immediately when they get hurt, or a proper medical service so that they could transfer them to the hospital. And they're the construction workers themselves are so uneducated, they're not aware of the fact that they need all these equipments, and they just need to feed their family. That's all they're worried about. So, yeah.
Yes, they're worried about getting the money at the end of the week and feeding their family. And really, we want the employer to be more responsible, don't we? That would be the message.
Yeah, so basically the companies should provide the proper equipment, and the government should make sure that the labor laws are properly, you know, being abided by them.
So Mariha, you went out into the streets and took all of these wonderful photographs and spoke to some people about their life in the building industry.
Yeah.
Were you a bit frightened to do that?
No, well, actually, most of the construction sites that I went to and interviewed was very good. But over here in Boshandhara, I had some problems because they wouldn't allow videoing. So apart from that, it was, you know, the construction workers were happy to tell me about how their work and stuff.
Well done, Mariha.
Thank you.
Good. Right. Coffee never tasted this good. And this is Coffee with Adnan, a TV program that our student here in grade 10, Adnan, has put together. Adnan, what gave you this idea?
This idea, first I decided to do a talk show, which I really wanted to do from before when I was small. But I never came across with this idea, actually, like the idea that I came today. And for this MYP project, I really decided to host a talk show for real. And I chose the theme of coffee, from Coffee with Karan, but the ideas and everything, it's mine. and I'm guessing that this is what I did, and I'm really happy with what I did.
So you've actually taken people, it looks like a television studio, but this is in your house, and you've invited people to come and talk to you. Who did you speak to?
I interviewed three people. One was managing director from a bank, Mercantile Bank Limited. The second guest was an economist. And the third person was a lady. She was an interior designer. And from those people, I really got their feelings of how they feel about Bangladesh is now and what will be after 2 to 3 years.
So, what are you going to do now? This project is finished. Do you fancy a career in television or what?
Not really, but I'm trying to make give DVDs to every teachers in ISD, and hopefully in the future I'm gonna do next episode or something if I have the chance. But why not?
Good. It's a great idea. Well done.
Thank you very much.
I'm talking to Naha now, and Naha is a dancer in the Odissi style of dance. Naha, tell us about your wonderful concert that you put on.
Well, it was actually quite successful, better than I thought it would be. Considering the fact that we didn't get a lot of practices, we did do pretty good. About, I think, 60 people showed up, and we sold a lot more tickets, of course, and we donated about 25,000 taka to an organization called ABC, Assistance for Blind Children, and turned out to be pretty good. I actually have three goals. I wanted to create awareness building, entertain and educate, and I was successful in accomplishing that.
Good. Now, you've been doing Odissi dancing for a number of years, obviously, because you're so wonderful at it. And this is from India, this particular style?
Yes, it's from Orissa, a place called Orissa. And the name is actually Orissi, but it's now turned in. People now say Odissi. So you can now tell where the name came from, how it came.
Right.
Yeah.
And how many years have you been doing it?
I used to go since I was in fourth grade, but I used to go and then I stopped and stuff. But I've been doing it seriously for about 2 years now. Yeah.
And you had some friends helping you. Is it? It can be a solo art form or a small group art form.
Yeah, that's right.
And what are you going to do with your dancing now? Keep going?
I still go there and I still dance. I'm still learning because there's a lot more to learn. So, yeah.
That's great. And the costumes are just so colorful. Did you get these here in Bangladesh or did they come from India?
You see the border? It comes from Orissa. It's made in Orissa. And the rest of it is, you can get the material. It's a type of silk material, so you can get that anywhere. But the costume is made in Delhi. That's where we get it from, or Calcutta. Yeah.
Well done, Naha. It was a fabulous concert and a great project. Well done.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Podcasts of Bangladesh, brought to you by students and staff from International School Dhaka. Thank you to the Grade 10 students who've just finished their personal project and for contributing to today's program. Thank you also to Liz Carrick, our Middle Years Program Coordinator. I'm Julie Lindsay. Thanks for joining us.